line. The world is waiting to see how Israel will react after the discovery last night of the bodies of three Israeli teenage boys who had been kidnapped just over a fortnight ago when they were hitchhiking home in the West Bank. Israel blames Hamas. The Prime Minister said the boys had been murdered by animals. And a senior Israeli diplomat I spoke to earlier on this programme left no doubt that there will be retaliation. Hamas would not be interviewed, but I've been talking to a Palestinian MP, Mustafa Barghouti, who was himself a Palestinian presidential candidate.
Well, I'm sorry for the death of these people, and I'm sorry for the death of all Palestinians also who have been killed by the Israeli army during this Israeli operation. Up till now, 11 Palestinians have been killed, including three boys. And I think that it is regrettable that all these deaths have happened. And I think the main responsible person for this is Mr. Netanyahu, who insists to send people to illegal settlements by international law, and who has broken and killed any possibility of peaceful resolution through negotiations by stopping these negotiations, and who continues the settlement policy, and that is killing the last option and possibility of two-state solution.
But surely the main responsibility for the deaths of those three teenage boys lies with the men who kidnapped them and then murdered them in cold blood. They bear the responsibility. The blood is on their hands, surely.
The problem is that Israel up till now did not provide any proof of those who were responsible for this. Not a single proof was provided. Regardless of that, more than 500 Palestinians have been arrested, mostly under the so-called administrative detention, which means they are arrested without even being charged. The houses of two people were demolished because they suspect that these people could be responsible without any proof again and without any due trial. And that raises the question about the nature of Israeli army and Israeli government. If they behave in this manner, how could they claim that they are a country that respects law and respects democracy?
But surely you can make those points, the points that you have just made to me, and you can condemn Israel for some of the actions that you deplore, and many people will agree with you, of course. But at the same time, you should surely condemn unreservedly the murder of three young men, three teenage boys.
Well, I've been advocating all my life nonviolence. I don't need to prove that. I don't need to prove that to anybody. We've been calling for nonviolence. We've convinced the vast majority of the Palestinian population with nonviolence. But I'm telling you, our problem is that when we conduct nonviolent, peaceful demonstrations in the best traditions of Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King, we are encountered by terrible violence. During the 2 weeks before this disappearance of these settlers happened, two Palestinian young boys, 15 and 16 years old, were killed by Israeli high-velocity bullets just because they were peacefully standing and protesting. The problem is that Israel is not giving a chance to our nonviolent approach. And well, that makes some Palestinians think that Israel understands only the language of force and violence.
Well, perhaps people don't understand your position because on the one hand, you talk about Mahatma Gandhi. On the other hand, you invite a terrorist organization like Hamas into your government of national unity.
First of all, there is a lot of misleading statements here. There is nobody from Hamas in the unity, in the so-called technocratic government, because it's not a unity government. Nobody is from Hamas or any other Palestinian political party is there. This is Mr. Abbas' government. All the ministers were chosen by him. All of them are politically independent. And it's a consensus. The problem here is that Israel wants Palestinians to remain divided because it is good for Israel. This way they could continue to claim what Mr. Netanyahu said so many times, that he could not make peace with Palestinians because they are divided.
Well,
now that we can be unified, he's protesting against disunity.
But he wants,
his problem is that he is not accepting our right to have a unified state. He wants to separate Gaza from the West Bank forever.
But Israel wants the right to survive. Hamas wants to destroy Israel and denies its right to exist.
There are two ways of dealing with Hamas. Either you squeeze them and try to destroy them, and you end Hamas, and then you will create groups like Daesh and other extremists. Or you could contain them within a unified Palestinian structure and convince them with our approach, which is a nonviolent approach that could be effective. In my opinion, we could move in the second path. And in my opinion, Hamas is ready for a two-state solution. What we need to resolve this situation is one principle: equality for everybody and no double standard, that all people are equal in rights and nobody should be killed.
Mustafa Barghouti, many thanks for talking to us.